Many years ago, my life was in shambles. My soul was parched by sin and suffering. Then I met Jesus. He washed away my sin and cleansed my soul with living water. This is my story.
Thank you. sinners plunged beneath that flood, whose all their guilty stains, whose all their guilty stains, whose all their guilty stains. And sinners plunged Jesus, my Savior, the Lamb glorified. Now the grave has been conquered and death crucified. I will praise.
My song in the night, my Lord of each day. That's the unexpected, the inconceivable grace of Jesus Christ. He willingly endured 3 days of darkness in a cold grave, thereby rescuing me from my night. Then he rose on the third morning into the brilliance of life everlasting and delivered me to a new day. That's the power of the cross. That's the miracle of the empty tomb. That's the love of Jesus Christ. The road to the cross was long. The road from the tomb would be longer. I shared the journey for such a short time, yet it changed my eternity. I remember the day that Jesus entered the city gates for the last time. It was so long ago, but it may as well have been yesterday morning. Cloaks, palm branches, hosannas, all strewn on the dusty Jerusalem road. The crowds made way for a powerful king, but we weren't expecting the gentle servant that arrived.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare me the way of the Lord.
hosannas were short-lived. Voices have a way of fading quickly, especially when promises seem broken. I confess, I was one of the many who expected a warrior brandishing a sword ready to crush Rome's tyranny. After all, this was the Messiah we had been waiting for. But this was not the Messiah that arrived on the back of a colt that noisy afternoon. I probably wouldn't have known him except for the fact that he knew me. We had met several years earlier in a small Sumerian village called Sychar, about noon, by a well. I was busy at work that day. My eyes were downcast. I thought I was alone. Then suddenly I heard a voice.
Woman, give me a drink.
A man was sitting at the well. I was stunned. He was Jewish, and we Samaritans did not associate with the Jews.
You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?
If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who said to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
Sir, this well is deep, and you have nothing to draw with. You are not greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle.
Anyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give will never thirst. Indeed, the water that I give will become in him a well of water, springing up to everlasting life.
Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw.
I was not prepared for what would follow.
Go. Call your husband and come here.
I couldn't speak. So many secrets, so much shame. I had lied for years about my past, but this time I could only utter the truth.
I have no husband.
You have spoken the truth. I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the man whom you are now living with, he is not your husband.
Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in these mountains, but you Jews say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in these mountains nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father. You worship that which you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and therefore the true worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth.
I know Messiah is coming, and when that day comes, he will reveal all things to us.
I that speak to you am he.
I thought to myself,
could he be the one we've been waiting for? The Christ, our anointed one, the Messiah? I must tell everyone.
So I ran back to the village, up every street, to every doorway.
Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
Many, many believed. Others did not. My reputation as one not to be trusted preceded me, and so the lies and whispers and gossip returned. I eventually traveled to Jerusalem to escape the lies and to find the one who knew the truth about me. But Jerusalem proved to be no different than my tiny village. Religious authorities spewed hatred and condemnation. Hosannas became denials, then silence. Even those closest to Jesus turned away at the end. As he knelt in a dark garden, he was alone with his Father.
To see the kingdom. What nameless words must he see to cry out in the garden? Oh, take this cup away from me, yet not my will but yours.
Not my will but yours.
Jesus left the garden to accept what lay before him. The most brutal of beatings, cruel thorns, a blood-stained robe, and a cross. Traveled the long road to Golgotha, a barren hill that would become the scene of Jesus' death. I joined the growing crowd there. Soldiers mocked him, women wept, but I was filled with rage. An innocent man was being executed. Then I remembered the Hebrew scriptures. He was despised and rejected by men, a man familiar with suffering. He carried our sorrows. I too had been rejected by men. I too knew suffering. But why did this man choose to carry my sin all the way to death on a cross? In the ninth hour, Jesus breathed his last. I heard him beg his Father to forgive us, but I was still not sure that my sin could be forgiven. But then I remembered the Hebrew scriptures.
He was despised and rejected by men. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Oh, Lord Jesus, can you truly take my pain? Can you carry my sorrow?
Cold winter's chill.
It seems as though I've spent my life waiting for the dawn to reappear. So many sunless days, so many empty nights. But there had never been a darker hour than when his lifeless body was laid in a borrowed tomb outside Jerusalem. Jesus Christ was dead, and all my hopes had died with him. Saturday was gray and silent. Jesus' followers had all disappeared. They were either paralyzed by grief or hiding in fear. Once again, I felt abandoned. I slowly packed my meager belongings and prepared for the long journey home. I would leave at daybreak, but this time I knew I would be traveling without direction or light. But on that third morning, the dawn did finally appear. In the early morning shadows, I met several women on the road. They had been to the tomb. The stone is rolled away, they cried. Jesus has risen! Morning, my life changed forever. I was no longer lost.
I found a home.
I was no longer hiding in shame.
I am forgiven.
I was no longer abandoned.
I'm a child of God.
That's the power of the cross. The darkest sin is washed white as snow, and I am forgiven. That's the miracle of the empty tomb. The grave has been defeated, and I am redeemed. That's the love of Jesus Christ. He died for me. He rose for me. He's returning for me. And we will live with him forever.